Appreciate you guys being here. Looking forward to being back home. Looking forward to homecoming and a great crowd. Excited about being at Fifth Third Bank Stadium. I think I want to start out by telling you a little bit about Gardner Webb. You know, you look at their record and you see 1-5. But let me explain to you a little bit about this team. You know, they've been beat by 4 nationally ranked FCS opponents, ranging from 4 to 25, nationally ranked. Another loss by an FBS program in Wyoming. They have the preseason All-Big South player, All-American candidate, all the awards you can imagine at quarterback, and Tyrell Maxwell, who's a heck of a football player. A team that we barely won with 2 fourth down stops a year ago, and they tallied roughly 500 yards worth of offense. We got our work cut out for us, and we got to do a great job of preparing this week. I told our kids the script has been flipped. See, we were 0-2 versus Liberty going to their homecoming. Gardner-Webb's 0-2 versus Kennesaw State coming to our homecoming. There's a lot of things right now lined up for this football game, and if we don't do a great job of preparing, a great job of getting ready to play like it's the Super Bowl, all right, then we'll embarrass ourselves in front of our home crowd on Saturday. And our kids understand that. Our coaches understand that. We got to continue to prepare that way. But that's kind of where we are. It's a good football team. They're better on defense than they were a year ago. They were missing a couple kids that did not play against us last year on defense. And we got to go get ready to play a heck of a football game to give ourselves an opportunity to continue to build on some really good things that have happened the last few weeks, continue to build on that, and we're looking forward to that opportunity, especially the opportunity to play at home. So with all that being said, I'll open the floor for questions.
Could you hear about hangovers after a big win like this? Is this something that your coaching staff talks about to the team and about how big this next game is?
Yeah, I mean, you know, and I told the kids early in the year that we're on we have a 12-hour rule. Win, lose, or draw, you got 12 hours, we're moving on. And we have to, good, bad, or indifferent. You know, there's really good wins and there's really tough losses. And I think for the growth of our football program, learning how to handle that and manage that is the next big step. You know, we talked about way back in fall camp about being a consistent football program, not a roller coaster emotional football program, but a consistent football program. And I think we're kind of at that point right now that we gotta do that. And yeah, we call it like it is. We don't shy away from stuff. Like I said, our kids understand it. I think we all understand it. But fighting through and doing the things you need to give yourself a chance to be successful. I thought we had energy at practice yesterday. I thought the energy was good. Execution. You know, sometimes on a Tuesday practice, you're going to be here and there a little bit because you're starting a new week with a new look on both sides of the ball, and you're. So execution wasn't as good, but I thought the energy was positive. It's got to be better today at practice.
You talked all year about becoming a player-led team. How much do you lean on the leader-type players to help you avoid that hangover and focus and move ahead?
Well, I think I think that's an area we've grown in, and hopefully that'll continue. I think you'll see that as we go. I think a lot of guys on our football team understand that we won a game. It was a big game because whatever game you play is a big game. But when you win a game, it makes the next one that much more important. And that's the way you kind of got to approach it. You know, hey, we won a game. It was a big game. But now it makes the next one that much bigger and that much more important. And I think if we can take that mentality, and I've talked a lot about with our team about a standard of excellence. I call it the gold standard, the Kennesaw State gold. But it's a standard that regardless of who you play or what day of practice it is, there's a standard out there we're trying to achieve. You know, the really good football teams, it doesn't matter. They're going out to be the best every day. You know what I mean? They're trying to hit that standard, that high standard. And that's something I've talked a lot about with our guys. About that, about we're shooting for a high standard here, regardless, and we try to do that by, you know, winning Monday, winning Tuesday, winning Wednesday, winning Thursday, and that gives you a chance on Saturday to to do the things you need to do. So, you know, we got to continue to do that to give ourselves a chance.
How much fun was it last Saturday? You always have said you haven't been able to fully implement the triple option because you haven't been able to run inside. And I think it was like 47 carries for about 240 yards or something like that. How much fun was it to know that when you were calling the inside runs, it was 4, 5, 7 yards apart?
Well, I think Jake will tell you, and I went to him and the two backs and the offensive line. It was probably about 2 weeks ago, I think. And I said, listen, the goal for me is to have a 100-yard rusher at two back because that encompasses more than just a person. That encompasses really the front five, the quarterback, the two. I mean, it encompasses a lot of people. And I think it might have happened one time before since we've been here, but I enjoyed every moment of it. And I hope we could continue to build on that. It makes it so hard to defend when you can do both. One feeds off the other. And we've said that, you know, from day one, one feeds off the other. And, you know, we showed signs of being able to do some things that we haven't done probably on a consistent basis since we've been here Saturday, and we're going to have to continue to do that against a more physical, better defense Saturday than we played this past Saturday. There's no question about that. Well, the biggest thing is you want to prevent big plays especially when you look at last year's game. I mean, we gave up a ton of big plays. He's going to make some plays. He's a good player, you know, and he's probably most effective at times when things break down and he gets out of the pocket. That's when he's really dangerous. But I think the biggest thing is trying to prevent big plays, keep them in front, get them on the ground, live for the next down. I think anytime you want to make people earn it, you don't want to hand it to them on a silver platter. He's a good player. He's going to make some plays, but prevent the big plays. Get him on the ground. Let's live for the next down.
There in the second half, you held the ball for about 20 minutes. I mean, it was a really Kennesaw State type of football, and it was something that we hadn't seen consistently on this program. Do you feel like you turned a corner and you're back to playing Kennesaw State football?
I think the last couple weeks we've been better. I'm not sure where we want to be yet, but I think the last couple weeks we made some strides. On working to get to where we need to be. We still have some things we got to clean up. But you're only as good as really what you did last. You know what I mean? So that was last Saturday. If we don't go out and play good, then it is what it is. So I think we've made strides. I think we've made improvements. And I think that's a direct reflection of how we've attacked our preparation. I think it all goes back to how are we attacking our preparation. You know what I mean? And that gives us a chance to do the things we need to. But we've definitely made progress. There's no question about that. We just got to continue to build on that.
We talked so much last week about how special teams played such a key role when you lost to Liberty last year. Second consecutive game this last Saturday, your special teams played really well. You got a blocked punt. You covered kicks really well. Can you just speak to the progression of that and how it's gotten better and better?
Well, we've definitely made improvements there. There's no question. I thought our kick coverage was really probably as good as it's been. You know, we had a lot of guys flying to the ball. They were reading their keys, playing with a lot of effort. I thought that was a real positive. You know, we really didn't have anything in the kickoff return game. It was just one of those games. We didn't have anything. The block punt was, you know, we were in punt safe. I mean, we weren't trying to block a punt. And shoot, Mackenzie Billings, in all honesty, he's just playing with unbelievable effort and went and blocked it. Now, if he wouldn't have got the ball, he could have jogged to the other sideline at that point in time because he'd have roughed the kicker and it'd been first down. Luckily, he got a piece of it. But he was just playing with great effort because that really wasn't our intention. But he was really playing with great effort and made a play. But I've been encouraged by our play on special teams, much more consistent from a kicking game. I'm not talking about just the coverage, but Jordan Genovese did a great job kicking off Saturday. We asked him to squib it a couple times, and we told him where to squib it, and he was on point. I mean, we said, hey, we want you to squib it to this guy, and he was on point with it. And so, and he had, I think, three touchbacks, which makes your kickoff coverage really good. Justin Thompson's been really consistent, you know, with the field goal game and extra point game. So there's been things that have been so much better that's made the flow of the game a lot easier for all of us, and we got to continue to do that because that's made a huge impact on us winning ball games.
Catch by Sumter got a lot of national attention. Where were you when you saw the catch, and did you know it was going to be a touchdown?
Well, the odds are pretty good when you get the ball near 15. He makes plays. And obviously we ran it the first time, and we the ball got batted down. We came back and had another opportunity at it. And he made a heck of a catch, and the official was right there. And he had a clear sight on it and called a touchdown. So we thought it was. But I'm trying to figure out how with 8 seconds to go in the half that a fade was 7 seconds. On average, you lose 3 or 4 seconds on a fade. And so I'm trying to figure out with the official while they're replaying, I'm down there talking to him. I'm saying, well, if they overturn this, how are we going to get time back on the clock to try it again? So I assumed it was a touchdown, but in the same time, I'm going, how in the world does a fade route account for 7 seconds? And the official over there was agreeing with me. But luckily, it was clearly in. It was an unbelievable catch. A huge play in the game. Again, when you look at how things unfolded a little bit in the second half, huge play in the game. But, you know, we always say, and we kid with the quarterbacks, and we're just like, man, get it close. Give the kid a chance because the odds are pretty good. He's going to find a way to come down with it. But it was a heck of a catch, and it was obviously great exposure for our program with him being on SportsCenter and all the things that came with that with NFL as well. I think that's great exposure for our program and our university. Yeah, I'd like to shut the door first, and then we don't have to worry about that. But I was proud of the way we responded. You know, when you lose momentum, it's hard to get back. You know, and we lost it. We had all of it, and then we lost it. But I was proud of the way our guys got it back. And you got in one of those drives, you know, you kind of felt like there was no way they were going to let it in without taking care of business, run the clock out. Whether it was score or not, we were going to find a way to get it done. And I think that's leadership on our football team. And at that point in time, it was leadership on offense. We found a way to get it done. And at the end of the day, that's what it's about. And in years past, we might have not been able to do that. And I think you see growth and maturity in that because in years past, we might not have been able to pull that together. And we've been able to do that a couple times, you know, in the last few weeks when the game was on the line. And that's a real positive. Because it's going to happen. You know, it's going to happen, and we're going to be in close games, and things are going to happen, and you got to find ways to make plays in critical moments. And, you know, and that's something we've definitely improved on.
The 4th and 2, we talked about it a little bit earlier. You said you felt like with them having the momentum. Are you wrestling with that a little bit? I mean, from the standpoint of we need 2 yards here. You end up rushing for nearly 500, but those 2 yards, and it ended up being 6, end up being probably the most important in the game.
Well, I think, you know, the decision wasn't a difficult decision at the time simply because the way the game was going, if you give them the ball back, unfortunately the way it was going, I would hope our defense can get a stop, but the way it was going, you had to assume otherwise because that's the way it had been going. You know, we got in our set and you know, we got a point. We knew where they were. Coach Chestnut made a great call based on the way they were lining. I felt confident about it. And I don't think there was a player on the field on our team that didn't feel good about it. And, we knew how they were lining and felt good about the call. And Coach made a great call. And we continued on. But, you know, nobody out there was flinching or, you know what I mean? Everybody was out there. Let's go. What do we need? What's the play? Let's go. You know, and I don't think there was anybody overly nervous about the situation. I mean, you always can wrestle with decisions, especially in my shoes. But I knew, I did know at that point in time, we did not need to give the ball back to them. We needed to find a way, whether it was score or not, we needed to run the clock out. Unfortunately, we were able to score, but ultimately we needed to run the clock out.
Something you saw against Liberty that they were able to do, or were you in a
No, I think, you know, we had a turnover early. And then, you know, that just gives them a little bit of fuel. You know, if we could have taken the ball, it was a score and a stop from being over. It was over. But you get an interception. Now, we did get the ball back, but we weren't able to convert. And then, you know, they find a way to get a little momentum by hitting a few plays. And then they got us in space a little bit and started slinging around. They got really good skill kids. They got a really good quarterback. And they were able to take advantage of things really quick. And, you know, we lost the momentum a little bit. And, we sometimes we get in a position, we got up 35-7. And I think our kids will tell you, you just relax a little bit. Next thing you know, you look up. What could have been a lot of fun turns into a dogfight. And they're a good football team, you know. And so they know not to do that, but I think there's some human nature that it happens. And I think, being honest, they would probably tell you there was a little bit of that. There shouldn't be. There can't be. But there probably was. And next thing you know, with a really good football team that's very explosive in the skill in the receiver area, they got back in it. But to our kids' credit, we fought back and found a way to get it done.
Anything else?
All right, guys, thank you. All right, appreciate y'all being here.